The Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day
comes from Father John Putnam of St. Mark's Catholic Church of Huntersville.
Jesus' first words in Mark's Gospel are mysterious. He tells us that this is the time of fulfillment. But what does that mean? It means that when Jesus first came into this world, first came onto the scene, so to speak, it was a turning point in the history of the world. This is because Jesus ushers in the third age of human history. The first age was the era of creation. During this period, mankind lived in the fullness of communion with God. It was when Adam and Eve lived in paradise and in an unspoiled friendship with God. There was nothing that separated them from God. This ended, of course, with original sin and the subsequent fall from grace, and evil entered the world, which brings us to the second stage, which is the age of promise. God promised Adam and Eve that he would send a savior to free the human family from the domination by the devil. In this second age, God gradually prepared the world through the education of his chosen people, Israel, for the arrival of Jesus Christ. With him, the third age began, the time of fulfillment. The fulfillment of what? The fulfillment of the promise of salvation. In this age, which is also the Christian age, God actually entered into time and space in order to rescue it from sin and from destruction. He did so first through the incarnation, God becoming man, taking on flesh and becoming one of us. And he continues to do so through the activity of the church, which is gradually expanding throughout the world. At the end of this third age, Christ will come again, ushering in the fourth and the final age, which is the age of glory, when evil, death, and sorrow will be banished from that kingdom forever. If we see things from the perspective of these four stages of history, it fills us with wisdom, interior peace, and really a sense of purpose because things make sense. But do we look at things that way in all honesty? The advances of modern science and technology tend to make us forget about this true view of history. Pleasures and power are so easy to find in our modern world that we subconsciously start thinking that maybe, just maybe, we can create heaven on earth, skipping over God's plan in history. We forget what St. Paul always remembered and what he explained in our second reading this morning. The world in its present form is passing away. This attempt to bypass God's plan of human history and create heaven on earth was the root of the most hideous crimes of the 20th century. Nazi fascism rejected Christ as the Lord of history and tried to put the reality of the state, so nationalism, in God's place. It led to a world war, the atomic bomb, and the Holocaust. Marxist communism rejected Christ as the Lord of history and tried to put human work in its place. It led to a multinational Soviet empire of state oppression, the mass starvation of 20 million peasants, most of them Catholic, under Stalinist Russia, and the death of another 20 million under Mao Zedong, his great leap forward in China. Secular humanism has rejected Christ as the Lord of history and is trying to put radical individualism in its place. This has recently led to the moral recession that has fed so many ills around the world. And it's already led to a global resurgence of child slavery and human trafficking, not to mention the death of more than 45 million unborn babies through legalized abortion. When we consider all of these horrors, it's very easy to feel discouraged. But discouragement is a lie because the world in its present form is passing away. Christ is building his kingdom even in the midst of the world's evils. He's giving meaning and hope to the drama of human history. And when we put our trust in him and follow him, we become part of the everlasting solution, not the passing problem. The most exciting aspect of the Christian view of history is that Christ is constantly inviting us to take part in it. What happened in today's gospel passage happens to each one of us throughout our lives. Peter, Andrew, James, John, they were all living their normal lives, working to keep food on the table. By all external signs, they were indistinguishable from any of their contemporaries. But then one day, Jesus Christ walked into their midst and called each one of them by name. Jesus didn't see them as average people, as generic fishermen. Jesus saw each one in the revealing light of God's love. He knew that he had created them for an active role in his plan to redeem the human race and to conquer the forces of sin and evil. And just as he invited each one of them to join his team, to share his mission, so he does with each one of us. Some of us he calls to leave behind our nets, our boats, even our families, so that we can serve the church full-time as special agents, as priests, religious, and missionaries. Others he calls to be his ambassadors in the midst of the world, in the middle of the normal family and work life that is experienced daily, redeeming the world from within like leaven in the dough. But either way, he calls each and every one of us. And today, as he does every time Holy Mass is celebrated, he offers himself to us in the Eucharist and renews that call in our lives. By reminding us today of the true course of human history, he's motivated us to renew our response to that call, his call in our hearts, to let our friendship with him truly become the most important thing for us, more important than our plans, than our pleasures, than our hopes, than our comfort, because all those things are just part of the world in its present form that is passing away. And God desires us to experience not all of the good things of this life, but the glory of the world to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day
with Father John Putnam of St. Mark's Catholic Church of Huntersville on Carolina Catholic Radio, AM 1270 Charlotte, also streaming at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.